Hello everyone, my name is Lucy Hu, and today I'm going to interview my father. His name is Michael Hu, and we will be talking about what life was like before internet in China and how people gain information and news. So this interview is actually done through Skype because my dad is in Shanghai right now, and I am doing this interview from Richmond.
Hi, my name is Michael Hu. I was born in 1964. I'm based in Shanghai now.
So can you tell me briefly about what was life like before the internet?
When I was in your age, you know, I was in a university as well. So the life is, you know, first during my age, the relation with the surrounding people, the friends or the college is much closer because you know, we don't have to spend much time searching the internet as your age now, and the life, I think is much happier than today's. But as well, you know, the efficiency during that time is not very high. Just a couple of examples. When I searching my study directions, you know, normally have to spend weeks in the library to searching, you know, from one book to the others, and from one journal to the others. And not only the very prolonged time, but as well, you know, it's maybe the directions or the message is not complex and a lot logic. So that is one disadvantage during that time. And also for maybe the communication with the family members. You know, as I remember during the time, weekly I will send a letter to your grandmothers. About that time, the times consumed for the delivery of these letters is quite long because my hometown is in a very remote village. So the communication, the traffic is not very convenient. So it's lonely for your grandmother. You can get my letter only, you know, after 1 week. So it's not very updated.
So do you miss the life before the internet, or do you recommend, or are you already really used to life after the internet was invented?
Yes, I did miss it very much, you know, because we have more time for sports, for sightseeing, and more time with friends and family members.
I know nowadays people normally get information and news from online instead of reading newspapers, but when you were my age, how did you get news and information?
The best way is from the newspaper, radio, and watching television. But as you know, that the information or the news has been outdated when we reading, listening, or watching. So the second is from the library. So that's why, you know, I spent you know, all, frequently the whole days in the library. So for different information, but also there's a ways that I view the daily communication with my classmates, professors. And also from the class. So that was typically the way so we got news and information.
Just a curious question. How did the internet actually develop in China? Because when I was born, we already had a computer and internet access at home.
you know, the first email from China was sent out from Peking University. This is 1987, when I was graduate from the university. When China was not a member of the internet. Instead, it's until March 1994, China officially was accepted as a member of the internet.
Thank you so much. And that is the last of my questions. Thank you for your time and patience to be doing this interview with me.
Wish you a very happy life and study in VCU.